to give you some moves you can make if you found yourself caught in the stock market dip from earlier this year. Plus, we'll tell you why now's a great time to get on Tom's calendar to start planning for an end-of-year financial checkup. Plus, later, we know Social Security recently celebrated its 90th birthday, and the question now becomes, how many more years is it going to stick around to blow out the candles? We'll get to that and much, much more, but first things first, we bring along the star of the show, and of course, the man of the hour, Mr. Tom Fortino. Tom, it is always great to be with you. Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you. Good morning, and you know, I'm ready to go.
We got lots of great stuff to get to here, but well, Tom, let's dive right into it, man, because this one caught me a little bit by surprise here recently. I went into the local big box hardware store, and I myself did a double take. Believe it or not, Christmas decorations are already hitting the shelves in some stores. And that's despite the fact that fall officially doesn't even come around until a couple of weeks. So whether you feel like that might be a little early also kind of serves as a wake-up call for a lot of our listeners, Tom, that the end of the year is now right around the corner.
Yeah.
So let's talk to our listeners and your clients about what are some of the things they should have on their financial checklist when it comes to the final couple of months of the calendar year.
Well, it is too early for the decorations, but that said, we'll take this as a good stepping off point. Yes, it's not a set it and forget it. We've had these conversations, Kevin, throughout the year. When was the last time you looked at your overall plan, reviewed it? I mean, that's something we incorporate into our, you know, into our process here. I sit down with clients almost every week. I'm having these review meetings, and it's kind of like chicken soup. There's no harm in reviewing things. I'll give you some examples in a second, and we're going to talk about actual items that you might want to take a look at before the end of the year. We talk about this time every year. We call it our end of year planning report, which is available on our website. You can get that alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. It gets into things like you have to, you have till the end of the year to max out your 401ks. You have until the end of the year, to do Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to take your required minimum distributions. We'll talk about these in a little more detail, and there's other things I want to cover, especially with the big, beautiful bill. Again, opportunities that if we don't take advantage of, I know it seems like it's far off. It's not far off. We're going to be in the fourth quarter very soon, and so we want to get into those things. But as I said, these review meetings are critical. In fact, for those that want to schedule a time to do a review, there's no shame. There's no harm in taking a review meeting. You can always give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want to start even with a 15-minute conversation, we'll talk about some of these ideas. It's just so important that we do that. I'll give you, I mentioned the 401ks. You know, those are from year January 1st to December 31st. You cannot go into the following, you know, up until April 15th, like IRAs. So if you have not maxed out your 401k plan, you have until the end of the year. So how many of you know what your contributions are? If you're age 50 or over, you can put up to $31,500. If you call your 401k provider on Monday and they say, oh, you put in $10,000, hey, you can accelerate. I just want you to understand. I've come across this a number of times. You can say, okay, increase my my contributions by 10%. And oh, by the way, put it in a Roth. If you're between ages 60 and 63, you can actually go up to you think you add another $3,750. It's called supersizing. That came into effect today. How many of you are getting this advice? So in other words, you can put over $34,000 into your 401k. And if you don't do it by December 31st, it starts over again. You're back at zero on January 1st. So we need to really, and again, these are opportunities that we kind of put off. We don't get to them. Roth conversions, another idea. You have until the end of the year to do Roth conversions. The big, beautiful bill just came out, and it showed us that the tax cuts are going to, these lower tax brackets are staying in place. Guess what? More opportunities for Roth conversions, getting money into an account that you will never pay tax on the rest of your life. Now, if you're over age 65, guess what? Big, beautiful bill, $6,000 deduction, additional deduction per person. That means if you're married, that's $12,000 you could convert and still be in the same tax situation that you were last year. Again, are we having these discussions and this advice? So, you know, it comes back to, I guess, Kevin, the same discussion we're having. We're seeing these decorations brought up for Christmas, Halloween, or whatever, Thanksgiving. This is a signal. So we tend to procrastinate. It's human nature. So that's why I say, look, if you're serious about this and you want to take a look at where you stand, as I said before, we can start with a 15-minute conversation. But we will uncover things like this. And guess what? These are things you can do every year. In addition to that, it's going to put you in a better position, I believe, to have a higher probability of success in retirement. So if you want to schedule a time to talk, schedule a time to come in and meet with me personally, you can even go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and get on my calendar. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Not only can you schedule a time on my calendar to, again, just even if you want to just talk for a little while, go through some of these ideas, I've only scratched the surface. You can also download reports. You can sign up for one of our classes. You can sign up for our newsletter. Again, let us be a resource. Let's take action so we're in a better position for ourselves and our family to retire and retire comfortably.
And Tom, you mentioned about getting on your calendar now, and it's an opportunity for those folks who may want to avoid the crowd of procrastinators in November and December. We know the holidays will be here before we know it. Again, some folks are planning already with the stores and the decorations and things of that nature. But ultimately, that's when your calendar really fills up. So now is a great chance to sort of beat that end of year rush for our listeners as well, isn't it?
I agree, because you know how it is. Again, we talk about human nature. Sometimes we sabotage ourselves. And I can't tell you how many conversations, even though I'm going to tell you, how many conversations I have where someone says, you know, it's the holidays, talk to me after the first of the year. They just kind of, we sometimes shut down mentally. And so wouldn't it be great if you could actually put some of these in place, take control, minimize your taxes? Again, I sometimes call this, and I do call it, forward tax planning. Just start these processes of doing things every year. It can be very, very empowering. And that's why, like you said, Kevin, if you want to get on my calendar, start these conversations. It will be time well spent. I am confident of that. You know, let's start understanding the options that we have available to us and make a difference. I just had a meeting recently with someone. We did this. They each now have over 16,000 in their Roth. We're going to do a conversion before the end of the year. Now it's going to go up to another 25, 30,000. Tax-free forever. This is what we do, and this is how we help people. So, again, give us a call, or 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com.
Well, Tom, for those folks who are loyal listeners, of course, we talked a lot about the market, and we have done that quite a bit here in 2025. And we know what happened back in April. The market lost about 20% in just a few days. Now, a few weeks later, it bounced back. And recently, we've seen some really good numbers here over the last few months. But let's talk about those folks who may have panicked and sold. They might be wondering what in the world they can do now. So, Tom, let's talk about those listeners out there who may have panicked, made a rash decision, and are wondering, now what can I do moving forward?
Yeah, you know, this is somewhat disheartening, Kevin. I mean, this emotional part of, and I get it, we're working our whole lives. We've been saving and investing. I've had these conversations. Someone called me and who had actually hit that. It happened to. They did that, and they said, look, I've been working my whole life. I'm looking to retire in the next year or so. I just don't want to lose this money. So, you know, there's sometimes a happy medium here. Selling during this crash, you know, it often feels like self-preservation, but it usually locks in losses. And it sidelines you from these recoveries. And we've seen these fast rebounds. I mean, I can talk, you know, hopefully this helps. So let me just try to put some things in perspective. Then we'll talk about going forward. Because, you know, being out of the market completely is a tough one. Because, you know, if you look at, if you're going to be in fixed rates or some type of, you know, bond or whatever it might be, you know, you got to worry about taxes, you got to worry about inflation. And many times you're just, they use the phrase losing money safely. But if you go back to 2020, you know, you talk about over 1 month, COVID down 30%, market recovered. In fact, it was up that year. We know 2022 is one of the worst years since 1937 for the bond portfolios. 2024, the election, 2025, we just talked about where there was that 20% peak to trough. And so, but guess what? Over those 5 years, market's up about 90%. So, again, I'm just trying to put things in perspective. I'm not suggesting you should be 100% in the market. That's not what I'm saying. All of this depends, and it's really, I just want to be objective and logical about this, because I'm not saying we can eliminate emotions, because your example that you talked about, Kevin, that's where emotions get in the way. Behavioral finance talks about this all the time. Daniel Kahneman, the father of behavioral finance, talked about it. You know, 90% of our investment decisions are emotional, and usually they're not the best decisions for us. So what can we do to minimize some of those emotions? I gave an example over the past 5 years, market being up 90%. I'm not saying it's going to be up 90% next year. When was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? What do you know that you own? So if you can have the confidence, right, the confidence. I always say understanding, you stop guessing and you start knowing as much as possible. Let's get to that point. And so I offer the opportunity, and then I'm going to give you some examples in a second, but I just want to get this out. If those of you that want to come in and talk about some of these ideas, you can dollar cost average back into the market. Maybe you do it over a 5 or 6 month period. We can take a look at principal protected strategies in combination with markets to try to get some growth, right? These are things we can look at, but for those of you that really want to say, it's always know what you own. Peter Lynch, a famous Fidelity money manager who beat the market, I think, 10 years in a row. He said, look, know what you own, know why you own it. And I'm not trying to be trite or oversimplifying these things, but it really doesn't have to be that complicated, I guess is what I'm saying. So if you want to schedule a time or even chat, give us a call, 630-864-6711. We'll do a look under the hood. We'll talk about and explain, like when I had these conversations, you know, I've said before, if we just start looking at the numbers, not opinion, on average, the market, Ned Davis Research and others have said it, the market has a 10% correction every year. You're going to see these things. And, you know, it's the old saying, in investing, what's comfortable is rarely profitable. Okay. So we want to understand and have a balanced approach that you can stick with, be successful with. Because if we're not doing these things, what can that mean? Well, I may have to delay retirement, right? Because I may not have the runway to cover. Or if I'm going in retirement, I am in retirement, may have to change my lifestyle. This is so critical. Now, this is one of those five pieces. We talk about having an investment plan. What's your investment plan? And if we can start to understand this, wow, not just having a plan that's going to work for us and help us reach our goals, but also, guess what, reduce our stress level and not have that anxiety and make these emotional decisions. So as I said, if you want to schedule a time, we'll do a complete, objective, honest evaluation, not opinion, of what you own. It's called our portfolio x-ray, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or as I said, go to my website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can sign up right there, get on my calendar. Again, as I said, you can get a newsletter, you can download reports. In fact, we have a report. It's a five-step method to creating a portfolio. And it walks through these processes of the, you know, that's it. This is the process. You know, I'm a process guy. Get organized. Look at what you own. I think, you know, I made the comment before, Kevin, Capitalize has done the study. There's over 30 million old 401ks from job changers. You're not monitoring those. Probably unlikely. Again, this stuff, maybe you can tell in my voice, it gets a little frustrating, because if you're not getting this advice and understanding, no perfect portfolio, no risk-free portfolio, and there's some parts of it that you can have that are principal protected. But if you can go into that and stick with a plan and have a balanced, smart, strategic portfolio, and I explain the numbers to you, we go through this, now we can stick with it, and you know what the end result is going to be? The likelihood of you being successful in retirement and meeting your goals, it's going to increase.
Yeah, for sure. I found this interesting too, Tom. An MIT study found that of those folks who tried to time the market and got burned, 30% say they're out of the market for good. And so let me ask you this. Wow. When it comes to sort of, you know, separating the short-term noise from that long-term game, like, you know, how do you really help your clients, you know, really kind of see the big picture and not just kind of focus on the here and now?
Well, I like the word you used there, Kevin, which was noise.
Yeah.
So much of this is noise. When I give you these things and we talk about, hey, understand what the market's done over 5 years, understand the probability over a 10-year period is over a 93% chance you're going to be positive. Understand the investments. Understand. You see, I'm using this word in memory again, understanding. And then you start to create a strategy. You can stick with it. And then we can go through some of those things. I mentioned the dollar cost averaging. Mm-hmm. Maybe you go in a little bit at a time. I know we're going to talk about coming up about interest rates going down, potentially. Let me, you know, what does that mean for your portfolio and how can you plan for it? We just need to, you know, you need to take a look at what you have, re-enter thoughtfully. Don't wait for the perfect moment. You mentioned timing the market. Can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can read every book out there. Everybody says it. Warren Buffett from the greatest investors, they all say you can't time the market. They know it. And so you not, and part of this too is not in just reassessing your risk tolerance, because I would say in a way they talk about learning from your mistakes. Mm. Here's another opportunity. We can reassess our risk tolerance, understand what we have. Let's take advantage of this. And that's why I offer an opportunity to come in to really have that conversation and say, okay, you know, what would you do in these types of situations? What is your goal? What are your investments? How is it going to work for you? How much of it do you need for income? When are you going to start drawing on it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So once we start to paint a picture, wow, you'll walk out of here. I made that comment before where someone came in who said, look, I feel a lot better walking out than I did walking in. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we try to accomplish when we have these conversations. And it's the knowing. I'll make the comment again. It's not as complicated as people think. If the person that is giving you the advice explains it properly to you, and just, it's simple. It really can be very simple if it's presented properly. And that's what I pride myself on. And I hope people take advantage of that. So if you want to schedule some time again just to chat or come in, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Get on my calendar, and let's start this process of getting an investment plan in place that you can stick with, and again, increase your success probability of success in retirement.
Well, Tom, we know recently the Social Security Act, signed by President Franklin Roosevelt, celebrated its 90th birthday. But the big question becomes, how many more years will it stick around to blow out the candles? We know if Congress doesn't do anything, benefits could be cut by 20% or more in 2033, which equates to about $500 a month. So let's talk about your clients, Tom, and how many rely and depend on Social Security, and what you can do. When we talk about planning ahead, what you can do now to help make up for a potential loss down the road.
You know, Kevin, this comes back to really the bigger picture, and we'll talk about Social Security specifically, but it really comes down to what your income plan is. Having income you can't run out. Now, look, you go to the Social Security website, and I suggest everybody does go to SSA.gov. That's SSA.gov. The first step is knowing what your benefits are going to be. They actually do a good job. You can log in, and you can see what your benefits are starting at age 62 all the way up to 70 with the delayed retirement credit. It shows how it increases. Okay, there's your starting point. I think even on that website it says Social Security is supposed to, and again, these are just relative numbers. Social Security is supposed to replace 43%. Somewhere in that neighborhood of your income. Now, again, what does that mean? I don't know if it's all that critical, but, you know, it's important to know what those numbers are. People may be surprised, hopefully on the good side. We also had the Social Security Fairness Act, which got into the windfall provisions and how other people who worked second jobs were in the municipalities. Anyway, we won't get too deep into that, but changes occur all the time. You want to understand what your benefits are. Look, between you and your spouse, you may have a $70,000 benefit. Mm-hmm. Hey, pretty important to know, understanding those things. Now, is Social Security be reduced in the future? I don't know. The reality is nobody knows. But because Social Security, I'm more of the camp that they're going to do as much as they can to kick the can down the road. Is it going to solve the long term? Probably not. But if you're between, you know, a certain age, you know, they've done that where they've increased the full retirement age from 65 to 67. They've taxed it in 83 up to 50%. In 93, they said we're going to tax it up to 85%. In 2000, I can't remember the year, but they got rid of what's called the file and suspend. So there's been a lot of different changes that have occurred in Social Security. I think that may happen again. But that said, okay, let's put that aside and let's talk about, because we incorporate this again, you know, this is something we incorporate into what we do as a firm for our clients. We do income planning. That's the number one piece, kind of the cornerstone of those five pillars of your retirement plan. We've talked about investments, Kevin, and we're going to talk about the income piece of it. There's three others when we talk about minimizing taxes, protecting assets, and having an estate and legacy plan. But income is, hey, you got to have income to live on, right? And so that's the most important thing, having those checks coming in each week. So what do we do? We, first of all, what can we do to maximize Social Security? We can't control. I always say control what we can. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, understand the Social Security decision. Because Forbes has done a study, it said 96% of Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file at the wrong time. Remember, if you take it as early as 62, that's a 30% reduction from full retirement age. So you permanently reduce your benefits, you lower your lifetime earnings, and you impact your spousal benefit, the spousal benefit that they would receive if you predecease them. I mean, these are things that, these are irrevocable decisions. You got to know the Social Security decision. No perfect answer, just like we talked about the market. But we need to be making informed decisions. We do a Social Security analysis. We run the numbers. I had someone come in not too long ago. They said, well, you know, the person they're dealing with has not been real helpful. It's not an indictment, probably a good person, but they just don't do that, right? I mean, we're an investment advisor. I'm an investment advisor rep. We're part of a registered investment advisory group. We do portfolio management. I think we do a good job. We do tax planning. But I also do we also do income planning, because you got to have a plan for the income. You can grow a pile of money, but that's not an income plan. Mm-hmm. So Social Security, we do the analysis. If you want that analysis, we'll do it. We run it at different ages so you can see what happens. How do you try to maximize your cumulative benefit? We'll do that as part of your overall plan, plus the income plan. We just need some numbers from you. We'll run it. You can just give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, to get on my calendar or request the Social Security analysis, and we'll figure this piece out. That's just one piece, and now guess what the next step is? One source of income isn't enough. We want to try to create additional sources of income. Pension decision, that's another decision to be made, and we help clients do that. I just had a meeting recently, brought in their pension options. We went through those, and then we talk about those other. Remember, it used to be the three-legged stool?
Mm-hmm.
Social Security, pensions, and investments. Well, pensions, that one piece of the stool is a little wobbly. So this is where we talk about them, and we have Kevin annuities. You can create, in its essence, your own private pension, where you can create another source of guaranteed lifetime income. And the other benefit to that is, unlike Social Security, if it's set up the right way, it doesn't reduce at the first death, mm-hmm. right? With married spouses, one passes away, one of the Social Security goes away. So we take a look at those as well. So there's ways to create income plan, and we can talk about other ideas. But it's just so critical. If I pose the question, how many of you feel as though you have all the income you need? We like to call it license to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And the studies have shown time and time again, when you have these guaranteed income sources, you have a solid Social Security strategy, claiming strategy. You're back, you have a pension, or you've used a pension, or you've creating your own pension through the annuities, and you have the extra income. It provides peace of mind, and so and you have this again in retirement. You're more in a position where you start to enjoy your life. You have checks coming in each week. You're not concerned about the next month. What's the check going to be? What's the market doing? We can try to reduce or minimize all of those things in your retirement. This is a good thing.
Let me ask you this, too. I know, obviously, a lot of the folks listening today are near retirement. Maybe some are mm-hmm. already into retirement. But when it comes to maybe some of your younger clients, do you mm-hmm. feel like maybe some of them are already looking ahead, just sort of assuming, okay, my benefits are going to be reduced. Well, what do I do? You know, what do I do now to plan for that? And you know, does that change the planning process? Again, for some of the younger folks who might be saying, you know what, this is just something I want to try to be proactive and yeah. stay out in front of.
Yeah, in fact, I had one of my clients, their son called, and we're meeting. And so, again, this is not uncommon, because if, you know, you're working with us, you know, your family's part of our family. And mm-hmm. so he's going to come and we're going to talk about this. And so one of the benefits to that, to your point, Kevin, as far as, hey, are they looking at this a little differently? Yes, they are. And so we say, okay, what can we do now? Well, this is where you've got a much longer runway to make up for this stuff. And so this is where we talk about their investment plan. We talk about, which we talked about a little bit in the first segment, what are you doing to take advantage of the 401ks, maximizing those benefits? If you're under age 50, you can still put 23.5 into it. You may still be able to do a Roth on your own separate from that, which brings up the other point. What are we doing to minimize the taxes? Because, you know, the easiest way to give yourself an increase in income is to reduce the tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are things that we talk about, again, forward planning, forward tax planning, forward income planning. And so those are things that we provide ideas and strategies on. And then it's just a matter of, you know, testing your plan and looking at it and giving you some perspective. Again, not opinion. It's based on numbers, and you can see where you will stand a certain amount of years from now. Be able to do things today, they're going to make a difference down the road.
Well, Tom, I think all mm-hmm. eyes will be on the Fed coming up. We know they're set to meet again here real soon. We know so far this year, they have decided to keep interest rates unchanged at each of the first five meetings here in 2025. But some are betting that this month's get together could look and feel a little bit different. And here's Morgan Stanley economist Ellen Zentner recently talking about it on CNBC.
It's been very difficult for the Fed to stick to this we're not going to do anything mantra, because inflation is coming, right? And we are seeing it come through in goods prices, just not as much as people thought. But how long for the Fed can you wait when Chair Powell already acknowledged downside risks to the labor market? So now definitely there's downside risks to the labor market. And I think that it's going to be easy for the Fed to get consensus to cut in September, because the first cut is always the easiest.
Yeah, not the deepest. It's the easiest, according to Ellen Zentner. But Tom, let me ask you, for folks who are tuned in today, if interest rates start dropping, what are some other moves for someone who relies on savings income when it comes to their retirement?
Well, Kevin, this comes back to, I think, the discussion we were having in the first segment about procrastination and kind of just waiting to see what happens. You know, sometimes this makes it a little more relatable. People say with CDs, right? You know, of those people that run around and try to get the highest CD rate, and then all of a sudden they see CDs rates keep coming down, and then what do? That's not an answer. And so we want to take a look at what, as you said, what can we do now? The probability, and so much of this when we have these discussions, the probability that rates are going to go down is pretty high. Number one, the Fed, I think it's over 80% chance at the next meeting they're going to reduce rates at least by 25 basis and then maybe another few times throughout the year. In addition to that, they're going to be replacing Powell, thank God, and they're going to be doing some other things which I think rates are going to come down. So what can you do now? And so to lock in some of these rates currently that we have, you want to do some things that, from a probability standpoint, is going to put you in a better place where now all of a sudden you don't have options. I'll give you two or three ideas right here. Sometimes I call these fixed or bond alternatives because, as I said, if the rates come down and you're going to get 3% on a 10-year, that's it. Right now the 10-year is at about 4.2%. It's interesting. I saw on this there was a fixed annuity. So they have what are called fixed annuities. They're like a CD, so I'll relate them to a CD rate. Right now, I saw one recently, and I don't know, you know, it changes from week to week, but I'm telling you what I saw recently was 5.75%. So you could lock into a 5.75%, at least have that over a number of years. That's an option. I can get you some of that information as well. And so does that make sense on the non-growth part of yours? So it's principal protected. You have close to 6% on the upside every year, regardless of the market being up or down. I think that's a pretty good idea. Again, for those that want to try to get some fixed rates that even if rates go down, that is not going down. You can also look at indexed annuities, fixed indexed annuities. That's a little different, but it also principal protected, upside growth relative to the market. In some cases, you can get 8-9% per year. Okay, so those are other ideas. Again, without risk. So you don't have market risk, but you have the upside potential as these are other fixed alternatives. And then you can still own some bonds and still have some other fixed alternatives. Other fixed positions. Not saying abandon bonds completely, but because there could be some potential capital appreciation. We also got other strategies where you can get even higher yields. And so we take a look at those ideas. You know, bonds in your fixed piece can be almost similar to the stock or the equity piece or growth piece of your portfolio. You can have diversification. You don't have to just have one thing that's getting you 3% or 3.5%. You can have different things. You probably heard the discussion on what are called structured notes. Mm-hmm. Those get you some higher rates. You can be looking anywhere from 7-9% yield. Other ideas I haven't even gotten into, but what if you had a piece of all of these? That's not a bad idea. We can even take a look at laddering some of these things. So if interest rates do go up, you can ladder into some higher rates. These are all of these ideas. I don't know if you're having these discussions. But the bottom line is, Kevin, you want to try to take action now, not just, okay, I'm going to sit idly by and wait till rates go down, and now guess what? I'm stuck. You know, we went through this already where rates were down at 2.5, or even less, actually. In 2020, they were down below that. So if you want to get some information on this or even schedule a time to chat, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call, 630-519-4742, 630-519-4742, or go to my calendar, go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar. You can email me. I'll give you some of these ideas and strategies to still try to get a reasonable rate without the risk and do some things on your fix so you're not, I guess, lack of a better word, a victim to lower rates in the future.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let me ask you this too. For listeners who have a plan in place, you know, we've talked about, you know, a second opinion, a chance to sit down with somebody, review things, maybe get a different voice when it comes to planning for retirement. If somebody built a plan years ago in a higher rate environment, what are some of the things you look for to maybe, you know, tweak a little bit if they did come and want to sit down with you for a second opinion?
Well, you know, when we take a look, and this gets back kind of to part of that portfolio analysis, some people, you know, again, with this whole area of fixed, it's, I don't want to say it's a misnomer. We think bonds are okay, but we see how much money that was lost over these years as rates spiked up. And because there's an inverse relationship between rates and the value of your fixed investments. I found a number of times where people will come in, and I'll make a couple comments here that just kind of jarred something else, but we have fixed positions that are actually have a loss. You may be surprised, but if you take a look at your portfolio, you may see a bond, a fund, or ETF, or even an individual bond that may be down in value. This all relates. We always talk about this domino effect. Mm-hmm. End of year, if you sell those before end of year, guess what? You have a realized loss that now you can use to reduce your taxable income. And now I can reestablish or pivot and move that money into other investments. So I've actually accomplished a couple things. There's also what we call tax efficiency. I just had a meeting with someone. They had a number of, maybe they had a brokerage account. It was in their trust, but it's an after-tax account. You get a 1099 each year. This gets back to the tax planning piece, which we do extensively. I'm always conscious of taxes, but I talked about creating tax efficiency. This is one area that's overlooked a lot. And so he had these fixed investments getting 3-4%, whatever it was, in his brokerage account. He's getting a 1099. He's putting on his tax return and paying the taxes. I said, are you using this income? He said, no. I said, well, let's do what I just said. We're selling those bond positions, realizing a loss, repositioning them for growth, because that's the after-tax account, which is going to be much more tax efficient. And then we said, let's look at your IRA and own the fixed in there. So there's a couple different aspects of this.
No question about it. It all works hand in hand. And if you're wondering what a potential change of interest rates could mean for you as you approach retirement, maybe you put a plan in place years ago and you're looking for that second opinion, or maybe you just don't know where to start, pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group a call today. Operators are standing by to get you on Tom's calendar at 630-864-6711. Again, folks, that number is 630-864-6711 or online at alphawealthgroup.com. Again, it's alphawealthgroup.com.
Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.